Baba Basra, Daf Pei Gimel, Amud Beis, page 83, side B. The Gemara continues now and is questioning on the different sides that we mentioned before, whether the trees can be combined, and does he also acquire the land, the piece of property, the land, together with these trees and these conditions. So, Boyir Rav Ashi. So, Rav Ashi asked the question, what would be the din if Boyir, there was a pit of water in between the three trees? Mahu Shetafsik. What is the din? Should it be considered an interruption in between these trees? And then they will no longer combine, these trees won't combine to be considered as a field of trees. Because even if we should say in the earlier doubt that if one tree stands in the field of his friend, it does combine with the two others. Nevertheless, in this case where there is a real interruption by the pit, perhaps they do not combine. And even if we are going to say that the pit does not interrupt because the water are not visible outside, but there's still a question, what would be in a situation where a masamayim, this trench of water that passes in between the trees, in where the water can be seen, maushitafsik, is that, what is the halacha, does that interrupt in between the trees? And even if we're going to say that the trench of water that passes by does not interrupt, the question would still be, what would be in a situation, mahu, if there was a public area that passes through in between the trees, what is the din? Is that considered more of a prominence, and that would interrupt in between the trees? And even if you're going to say that a public area interrupting is not consider an interruption, there's still a question, what would be a situation? There was a grafting of many palm trees together in between these trees. Mahu, what is the din? So does that palm tree that is been grafted more, is it considered an interruption between the trees? The Gemara concludes, teku, that these questions are all remain in doubt, that have not been resolved. Additional doubt the Gemara brings now. Boyim and Hillel Merebi. Hillel asked by Rebbe, Ola Erez Beinayim, if a cedar tree grows in between the trees after he has purchased them, Mahu, does the cedar tree interrupt amongst them and he did not, does not acquire the property? So the Gemara is surprised. Allah, can we possibly say that Hillel is in doubt in a situation where the Erez, the cedar, grew up after he purchased the trees? Because then it will turn out that this cedar tree, the Erez, grew in the property of the purchaser, it belongs to him. Since that at the time when he purchased the trees there was no interruption, so he acquired the land also. So what kind of a question is this? The Gemara explains what was Hillel's question. Elo. But this is what Hillel asked by Rebbe. A person purchased three trees from his friend, and Hoyer has been named out, and there was a cedar in between them. What is the din? Is that considered to be an interruption between the trees? Amalei. So Rebbe says to Hillel, kona v'kona. He was kona and he was kona. He acquired. The Erez, the cedar, is not considered an interruption between them. The contrary. He is kona, he acquires the land, and also with the cedar. As was explained before in the Braisa, on Amud Aleph, that he also acquires the trees that are in between them. Now the Gemara is going to deal with how these three trees were planted. How are they standing? These three trees that we learned before in the Mishnah, that you purchase with the trees also the land, the karka, the land with them, Rav Omar Kishura. Rav says that they're staying like a line, one after the other, straight line. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Kachatsuva, that's a kind of a barrel which has three legs, and one leg stands in between the space that are the two other legs, like a segel. The Gemara explains, Ma Domar Kishura, Rav, who says that the Mishnah is talking about that they were planted in a line, Kolski Kachatsuva. So of course, if they're standing, these trees are like this kankan, like the segel, that he certainly acquired the karka. Omanda Omar Kachatsuva, Avol Kishura Loi. But as opposed to Shmuel, that he says that the situation is talking about that they were planted like a kankan. Oman Domar Kichatsuva Avol Kishura Loi. As opposed to Shmuel that says that he learned in a way that they were planted like the segel, like the kankan. So according to his opinion, if the trees are standing in a line, then he is not koine, he does not acquire the land. The Gemara explains, my timer, what's the reason for this? And how do we know that this is actually their opinions? The Gemara explains, Mishum di Mizdra bin Tayu. Because in a situation where they're planted in a line, there is nothing to prevent to sow in between them. And therefore, according to the opinion of Shmuel, in such a situation, he didn't sell the land. It's only in a situation where they were planted like a kankan in the segel, which it's difficult to sow in between them, then he sells the property with them. So Rabbi Huna is now going to ask a question of Shmuel, from a halacha which is clear according to everybody. So Rabbi Menuna asked the question, according to the opinion of Shmuel, that says that they were only acquired the land with the trees, only if they were planted like the chatsuva in the segel. My time, what's the reason? The loy mizdra bin tayu is because they don't sow in between, it's hard to sow, like we explained the reason, because it's difficult to sow in between these trees, elamato, but in that case, if it's a situation, he sold him three snoim or atodim, those are kind of thorns, which are hard, big ones, they are planted like a chatsuba. The loim is darim in tayu, that you cannot sow in between them. Hochinami diyesh lekarka. So in that situation, would he get property? Do we say also in that situation that he should acquire the land together with those trees? Because since it's difficult for the seller to plant there because they are thorns, so we shouldn't sell it. But this we can't say so because since they are not trees that make fruit. Amalei. So Shmuel answered Rav Huna, Honuch lechashivi, that these snoim that you were mentioned are not important. But Honuch lechashivi, but the other trees, as opposed to the other trees that are important, and the seller does not agree to sell them to the buyer, the land, only if he has two things, that he bought important trees, and also that in any event it's difficult to sow between them, that is when he also sells him the land with it. Mishnah. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah, in the first section, the Mishnah is going to explain the halacha of one who sells a certain section of a certain part of the animal, what is included in it. And in the second section, the Mishnah deals with laws of somebody who's been cheated or a mistaken deal. Hog the Mishnah, Hamoicher Reish Behemagasa, one who sells the head of an animal, a thick animal, Behemagasa, Leimachar Esar Aglaim. He did not include with the head the feet. And likewise, Mochar Esar Aglaim, if he sells the legs, Leimachar Esar Reish, he doesn't sell the head with it. What happens if he mochar es akone, which is the reya, the liver, loy mochar es hakovet. If he sells, mochar es akone, meaning the lungs, if he sells the reya, the lungs, so then, le mochar es hakoved, didn't sell the liver. Mochar es hakoved, if he sells the liver, lo mochar es hakone, he did not include the kone, did not include the lungs. Because by a behema gasa, the way that it's sold, each one is sold independently, by pieces, by itself, because they're very important. But the halacha is different when you sell a dako. This is only by a gas. Abo bedako. Abo bedako, if he sells his friend a behema dako, a thin animal, the behema dako, mochar es haroish, if he sells the head, mochar es haraglaim, includes in it also the legs, because the behema dako is not so important, and the way to sell it is that the legs are sold together with the head, because the legs are secondary to the head. However, mocher es haraglayim lemocher es haresh. But if you sell just the legs, then that does not include the head, because the head is more important than the legs. Likewise, if mocher es hakone, if he sells the lungs, mocher es hakoved, he also sells the liver, because that's secondary to the lungs. However, mocher es hakoved, if he sells the liver, lemocher es hakone, did not sell the lungs, because that's considered more important than the liver. Now the Mishnah goes over to deal with different types of sale. And explains who can retract from the sale, from the deal, if there was a cheat. Arba midos b'mechir. There are four separate halachas that we find by sellers. The Mishnah explains. Machar lechitim yofes. If the seller conditions to sell him good wheat, and then it turns out that they're bad, so the buyer can retract, but not the seller. What happens if he agreed to sell him rois, bad wheat, and it turns out that they are good, so the seller wants to sell him bad ones, and then they turn out good, then the seller can retract, but not the buyer. But if the seller made a condition to sell to the buyer bad rois, bad wheat, vinim tzu rois, and they turn out to be bad, or he told him yofa, he's going to sell them good ones, vinim tzu yofa, they turn out good ones, ein echad mem yochel lachzer boy, no one of them can retract, because they have fulfilled the condition that they made up amongst themselves. If the seicher makes a condition to give to the lekeach shechamtis, which is red wheat, vinim says levono, and it turns out to be white wheat, or the seller tells conditions, makes a condition with the buyer to give him levona, white one, and says shechamtis, and it turns out to be red. Or the same thing, if the seller agrees to give to the buyer etzim shel zayis, that he's going to give him trees of an olive, and into shel shikma, and it turns out they were of a shikma. Or the seller said that he's going to give him the tree of a shikma, wood of a shikma, and vinimtsu shel zayis, and it turns out they are of the olives. And likewise, if the seller says to give to the, that he's going to give him yayin, wine, vinimtsu chaymetz, and it turns out that it's vinegar, or he made a condition to give the buyer vinegar chaymetz, vinimtsu yayin, and it turns out it's wine, in all these situations, shneyim ichaylim lachzerman, they can both retract, whether it's the seller, whether it's the buyer, because they were both cheated, because there is a person that needs red wheat, there's the one that needs white wheat, etc. So therefore, the seller did not agree to sell this kind, and also the buyer did not agree for this kind. And therefore, both of them can have are able to retract. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings the words of Rabbi Chisda with regards to Einoah. And he proves it from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Chisda, says Rabbi Chisda, Mochar leishove chamesh b'sheish, a person who cheated his friend, and he sold him an object that's worth 5 zuz, and he charged him 6 zuz. And afterwards, before they went through on the deal, hukar v'omad al shemoina, the price of the object became even more expensive, and now it's worth 8 zuz. So now it turns out that the seller has been cheated from the real price now. And the seller wants to retract, because now the object is worth a lot more than the money that he received. So the halacha is that the seller cannot retract, Because Minis Ana, who was the one that was cheated from the beginning when they made the deal, was the Lekech. Because he charged him for an object that was worth 5, he charged him 6. And therefore, Lekeach Yochel Lachzabed, only the Lekech alone can retract, not the seller. And the reason is, because